Okay, we got a lot to see, Bezrat Hashem. Ready?
Let's begin. Okay. Let's see the sugya here in the beginning of the sugya. I'm Bedaf Lamed Aleph on base. Okay. Go ahead, Avram. Let's read. Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. So Rabbi Shmuel writes that there are three hadasim, two aravos and one luluv, and one esrog that we are obligated to shake. And then he points out, of those three hadasim, he says, even if two of them are plucked and one of them are not plucked, yes? So two can be plucked and one has to be full. So firstly, we must point out that the Kapas Tumorim asks, why does he need to say lulav echad v'esrog echad? No one argues on that. No one argues on lulav echad v'esrog echad. Okay, Yehuda, I want you to get this down. Why does Rabbi Shmuel need to say lulav echad v'esrog echad when no Tanoim argue on that? If no Tanoim argue on that, then why is there a need for him to say it? So, says the Kapas Tumorim, a very beautiful pshat, which I want you to get. And that is that Rabbi Shmuel is coming to exclude Rabbi Akiva, which we're going to see. Rabbi Akiva goes out of his way to say one esrog, one lulav, one hadas, and one arava. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel and says, you know what? Despite the fact that I agree with you on half, that lulav echad esrog echad, I argue with you on how many aravas and hadasim. So that's why he brought that up. To contrast that what? You, Rabbi Akiva, I agree with you on half of it. Lulav and esrog is one and one. But when it comes to Arava Adasas, I argue that the Adasim are three, Aravas are two. So therefore, I hold wholeheartedly that I argue with you on half of your statement. That's why he points out Lulav Echad V'Esrog Echad. Okay? We got that, Klor? Please get that down. That's the Ha'ara of the Kapas Tumorim. Okay? Very good. That's the Ha'ara of the Kapas Tumorim. Okay, go ahead. Reb Tarfon says you can have three hadasim, even if all three are plucked off. Yes? Now, Rashi makes a comment here. Guys, look at the last Rashi, please. The last Rashi on the Mishnah, Reb Tarfon Omer. Go ahead. Writes Rashi, you don't require hadar at all b'hadas. Please get this down. There's a major machlekes in the Gedolei Achronim with the Kapas Tumorim Darach Lanir, how to interpret this line of the Rashi. What does Rashi mean when he says, the Reb Tarfon says, you don't need hadar b'hadas? What does that mean? So, Lamaisa emerges as a machlekes in the Gedolei Achronim, how to interpret this line of Rashi. I think it's very methodological too as well. The Kapas Tumorim says that Rashi holds like the Ramban and the Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that the bottom line is he doesn't require all hadar when it comes to what? When it comes to hadas. Plain and simple.
That's a Kapas Tumorim,
Rabbi? What'd you say? No, I'm sorry. The Kapas Tumorim says the following, okay? No, it is the Kapas Tumorim, what I said. But the Kapas Tumorim is like the Ramban and the Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya. You know what they say? Don't interpret it, God forbid, that Reb Tarfon doesn't require hadar at all. He does require hadar, but hadar only has a manifestation in the notion that the hadas is avoso, meaning that the olav are chofen is etzo, that the leaves cover over the stem. That's where hadar manifests itself. It does not manifest itself in the sense that it has to be what? Not plucked on top. Even if it's plucked on top, it's still hadar. I wouldn't have said like this, but this is what the Kapas Tumorim says, Pshat and Rashi. Lo bein and hadar on this specific din to mandate that it cannot be plucked on top. But I does hold hadar in another manifestation. What's that? That the olav rachof is etzio. I interpreted the Rashi like the Aruch Lanir. Comes along the Aruch Lanir and he says, plain and simple, Rashi says, Reb Tarfon denies hadar by hadas v'arava. Plain and simple. That's a very good example, guys, that if you want to just show someone in Lomdas where you have a very terse, succinct Rashi, and two gedolei achronim to argue how to interpret the Rashi. I thought plain and simple just meant you don't need hadar bahadas. No. Says the Kapos Tumorim, it means you don't know hadar on this particular din that mandates it that, and it's not plucked on the top. But you do need it by all of chayfis, what? That's Eitzoy. Okay. So please get that down, that machlekes in the Gedolei Achronim. Yes, quickly, Matthew. Go ahead.
Can we perhaps take the Kapos Tumorim's svara here as perhaps saying as a save for Rambam, for the Rambam who Haskins Megan the Mishnah about Nachum Rosh by others? Because we said we have that in Chesed where he
yes.
says
the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rush all Paskin that it's good
against Stam Mishnah. So you could say maybe they hold by like Rabbi Tarfon who holds that Nachum Rosh wouldn't be a problem in Hadar,
but they could still hold, they hold their Shita. They hold their Shita, let's get it down. The Rambam, we're going to get to it, but the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rosh, right, like Reb Tarfon, that's Naktam Rosh is good, and the Ravid says it's possible. Machleg is Machaber Amah. Machaber, right, Naktam Rosh is good. The Ravid says, Ophir Ruach HaKosh Beis Midrashenu, that it's a problem, and the Ramah writes, you should be Machmer for the Ravid. Okay? Please get that. But I don't know if it's totally on whether, why do you have to say it's totally whether he denies how you touch Rashi or not?
I was saying how you touch Rashi, but the idea that
Why?
I'm saying only the Kabbalah's Torah holds that Rabbi Tarfon Shita holds that you don't need Hadar by Hadas.
Right.
So with that reading of Rabbi Tarfon.
Only Aruch Lanier was the one who said that. Aruch Lanier was the one who said you don't need Hadar at all.
Fine, so back to that could theoretically explain also the Rambam.
Okay, but I think even if you, but I hear you, but even if you hold that they hold a Hadar, they could still argue on that one detail. Doesn't have to plug in. I mean, you're asking good, you're thinking, but I'm saying it's not Mukhruch, you know what I mean? I could say that they hold a Hadar, but they argue on this detail. Does it have to be plucked? Does the plucking take away from Hadar? You follow what I'm saying? Okay, good. All right, let's see that the other Rashi's and finish up the Mishnah. Go ahead. Finish up, before we go on in the Mishnah, please get this, the Ritva. What did the Ritva say? The Ritva had the following suffix. What was the suffix of the Ritva? What was the suffix of the Ritva? The suffix of the Ritva is, we gave Shir yesterday's fee in memory of your grandfather. May his neshama go to highest points again, Aaron. May your family only have the Chomet. Okay? The Chover Michael Ben
Shomer.
No, the mayor, father's
the
name.
Mayor.
Chab and Mayor. There's a show good eyes, boys, again, Aiden. You should only have a happy things. You'll give me your phone number for your father so I can call for wish the Choma. Okay, the Ritva writes the following. The Ritva writes, he's not sure about Reb Tarfon. When Reb Tarfon says all three Hadassah can be plucked, what does that mean? Does that mean you need three, but plucked is fine? Or does Reb Tarfon say that what? Only one Hadassah is fine. And that could be plucked as well. That's a suffix in the Ritva, okay? You got that? Please get this down. When the Ritva says, or Reb Tarfon says, even three are ketumim, what does that mean, even three ketumim? Does that mean that he does require three, but they can be ketumim? Or does he hold that what? You can really only have one. So, the bottom line is, Poshup Shad is, the bottom line is that Lefiar Girsin of Gemara, by the story of Shmuel, it seems to be that Reb Tarfon requires three hadassim, even though despite the fact that they're cut. And what's troubling about this is that the Ritva in the end of the paragraph, which I gave you, what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says, I think he only needs one, like the Gemara says, Besamuch. Exactly. And the Aruch Lanier attacks that and says it's ridiculous. In the Gemara, it seems to imply that what? If you hold like Reb Tarfon, it's easy to find three plucked off ones. So if you hold like a bikini, he's got to find one complete one. So Gemara Kimat identifies the Reb Tarfon says you need three.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult. Please get that down. That last line of the Ritva is the Chapella. The Ritva says, Kedabina b'Gemara. Let me read you the Lashon. Well, he says, Aval binyana dilmukar b'kivasvir the makshu b'hadas echad. Hachi mashal l'kaman b'Gemara. Hachi mashal l'kaman b'Gemara. What do you mean? In the Gemara, it's mashal Reb Tarfon says you need three what? You need three, despite the fact that they're plucked on the top.
What paragraph was that?
The first one. In the Moshe Kukar, Bishmoel Omer. In the old Ritva, it's just the first few lines. But it's all one paragraph. He says it's a... I want you to get that down. He has a suffix. There's a tarfon in the Mishnah. Let's get this down. Andrew, what we're coming now is the Ritva. We're finishing up the Mishnah. On Lamedal and Beis. Reb Tarfon said you can have even three cut-up ones. So the Ritva has a suffix. When you say three cut-up ones, do you need three? despite the fact that they're plucked off on the top? Or does he say only one is enough? So he says, if you look later on in the Gemara, it seems like all you need is one. Like the Gemara says later on. What? The Aruch Lanier says, the Gemara's Machshavah later on, you need three according to Tarfon, despite the fact that they're plucked off on the top. So please get that Aruch Lanier's kash on the Ritvitz Apella. Halacha L'maisa. Okay. I mean, it's pretty clear, L'maisa. The Kapos Tomorim says, the Bryce says, a Shlosha Afilu Shlosha Ketumim. Sarach Lavi, it seems like you need three. The Gemara's Lashon is. Could be that maybe they had a different girsa in the Brisa. Filu Shlosha Ketumim means without the word Shlosha. Maybe they had a different girsa. And there, in fact, if you look in that Ksav, if you look at the Dukduke Sofrim, they had a girsa not to have the word three. So maybe that's where the Ritva came from. But from our Gemara, the Gemara said the favor is three. Okay? What is your, I'm sorry, what is your first name?
Yakir.
Yakir, you hear what I'm saying? Why don't you get that again? The Ritva had a suffix. Remim Tarfon says, Afilu three Ketumim. Does he mean you have to have three, despite the fact they're plucked off on the top, or is one enough? So Ritva says, you see from the Maskanas Gemara, that one is enough. So the Aruch Lanier says, what are you talking about? From the Gemara, it's Fakir. You saw the whole Gemara. The Gemara says, identified Reb Tarfon by saying, you need three. Three, that, despite the fact they're plucked off, but you need three. So he says, I don't understand how that could be. So I'm just pointing out, there might be other Gerses the Rishonim had, that in the Brisa, when it quotes the Brisa, which we'll see, Bezrat Hashem, maybe it didn't have the word Shlosha, according to Reb Tarfon. Even though our Gemara says Tarfon no more Shlosha. Maybe they had a different girsa, perhaps. Okay. Yes, Matthew, real quick. We got a lot to do.
But
go ahead.
Doesn't the Ritva at the end say in the name of his Ramosa that
we'll get to it. Blinetter. We'll get to it. Lamaisa, what he means to say when he says Beshem Rabbeisef, okay? In that sheet of Lamaisa, it seems to be a little bit, there's a little bit of a different aura when he says Beshem Rabbeisef. What does he mean when he says the sheet of Lamaisa, you need that? It's a good kasha. We'll get to it. Okay? All right. We got that now? Let's see the Gemara now. Okay? Go, Avram, just read the two Rashis in the Mishnah. You missed it. The last Rashi we didn't do. Go ahead. Shlosha what?
Shlosha Hadassim. The Gemara Yalika.
The Gemara's going to learn out the Makar. You know, this is, we have to know the Makaris. I stress this all the time. How do you know? You don't want to be in Amaritz in life. It says in Ovis, Lomar's Chassid. How do you know that when you shake lulav and esrog, it's three hadassim and two aravas and one lulav and esrog? I don't know, right? You don't want to be like that. The Mishnah says right off the bat, lamadalam and bezin sukkah. And that's how I know. You be a tamal kochum. That's how I know. I know. It says lamadalam bezin in the Mishnah. It says three hadassim, two aravas, one lulav and esrog. Rebbe Kiva, it's 1111. Rebbe Shmuel says the three can be plucked. We have to know the makayers. This is it. This is the third Shmuel bet. Okay, go ahead, Abba. The Afilu? It's going on Hadassim. Go ahead. If plucked off as puzzle, then he should require all three to be complete. Go ahead. Lecture, then you should kasher all three that are plucked. Go ahead, Umishani. Oh, so I want you to get down. What is Rashi Shita? And let's mention it. Actually, we'll get to it in the Gemara, but I'll mention it now. What is the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel in the end of the day? Rabbi Shmuel was Chozer, but we're going to see it in the Gemara. But he retracted. What did he retract from? So Rashi's pretty clear. Halakha L'maisa. Rashi's pretty clear, and he says that you do not require three hadassim. He holds that one is enough. One is enough. And Rashi seems to say that one is enough, that one that's enough should not be what? Should not be plucked. Why? Why do I say that, Avram? Because if it's plucked, what did Rashi say? It's like it doesn't exist. So let's get down. What is Rashi's shita, Rabbi Shmuel, at the end of the day when he was Chozerbo? He retracted from saying you need three to only one, and that one must be complete. Okay? Because otherwise, if it's plucked off on the top, it's a zero. That's Rashi Shita and Rabbi Shmuel. Andrew, you got me? That's Rashi Shita.
You know why he was comfortable?
Doesn't say why he was comfortable. We'll see in the Gemara. It just doesn't make sense logically much. We'll see in the Gemara. But the Tosis Rid had a different shot. What was the Tosis Rid shot? The Tosis Rid is of the opinion that Rabbi Shmuel was comfortable from three, that they Lamaisa, you don't need three that are complete. But he says, L'maisa, it's maspik to have a hadas that is not katum. But he added on one thing that Rashi didn't say. And what was that one thing? He said there's a mitzvah to have two other hadassim, despite the fact that they are what? That they are plucked. Meaning to say that Rashi said ketumim is like kamanda lesa dummy, like they don't exist. So please get that down. The Tosfos Rida says, I agree with Rashi. He was chosen from 3 to 1, and that one must be complete. But the Tosfos Rida adds on, there's a mitzvah to have two others even though they're plucked. Rashi does not have that. Rashi says if they're plucked, it's like they don't exist. So that's what the Tosfos Rida says, Beferish, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? And then the last Shita we'll mention for that, and then we'll get back to when we get to the Ravid. It's in the Ra'ah, and the Ron actually quotes in the Dap Arif, Tet Zayin and Mebez B'Shem, the Ramban, that Rabbi Shmuel was Chozobo only from his last statement, which is amazing. And what does that mean? He requires what? He requires 3 Hadassim, but they must be what? They must be Sholem. Excellent, Tzvi. They must be Sholem. Your answer should be Ma'ala, your grandfather's Neshama. Okay, I want you to get that. It's a unique way to read the Mishnah. I never would have thought that way. But he says that Rabbi Shmuel was only Chozobo from the last statement. What was the last statement? The last statement was what? Oh, he said, exactly. He said, Afilu Yishneim Ketumim Vecharein Akotum. No! He was Chozobo, and he says, all 3 have to be Shalit. That's what he was Chozobo from. That's Mamish the other way. That's being Machmer, right?
Yeah.
The first 2 ways Rabbi Shmuel was Chozobo to be Mekel. The last way that we have the Eshe Pirshu, the Chidush Ra'ah and the Ra'an, say no, he was Machmer to say, I believe you need 3 Hadassim, and all 3 must be complete. So he was Chozobo only from the second part of his statement. That's a unique way to read the Mishnah. But Lamaisa, please get those 3 ways. This is very important, guys. We always stress this methodologically. The different ways the Rishonim read the Gemara, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, excellent. All right, let's go out. Real quick, Matthew, what's your kasha? I'm not sure if he means hitter mitzvah. He just says mitzvah. He just says mitzvah.
He says mitzvah.
We'll maybe touch it. You make it a good kasha. Maybe we'll touch upon it when we get to the Gemara. Okay? Very excellent. Okay, guys, let's go. Everyone's on the ball. Let's see the Gemara inside. Go ahead, Avram. Okay? Let's go. Go ahead.
Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael, Omer, Pri, Eitz, Adar, Ephod. Ephod, Marim, Ephod. Anath, Eitz, Avos, Shosha, Arbe, Ephod, Shani. Rahiru, Shani, Kitumi, Eitz, Ephod, Eno, Kapur.
Right, that's the Bryson. Go ahead, Rabbi Tarfon.
Rabbi Tarfon, Omer, Shosha, Rahiru, Shosha,
That's why I said some of that Dikduke So from that big Sefer in the Beis Medrash has different gears. Some didn't have the word Shlosha. Okay, it's a Chiddush. But Lamaisa, that's... Some took out the word Shlosha and the suffix of that Ritva, but okay, we have it. Go ahead. Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Kishem, Shalulav, Ephod, Esrog, Ephod, Kach, Hadas, Ephod, Barava, Ephod.
Excellent. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, I want to start, we didn't finish the Bryce yet. But I want to, let's be maybe what this means. What does Rashi say at Dibra Masko Anaf? Go ahead. What do you say, Avram? Go ahead. Read the Rashi. Kapostia. Kapos Ksiv, because it's missing a Vav, so it's only 1 Lulav. Go ahead.
Anaf Fad, Eitz Fad, Avot Fad.
So how's Rashi darshaning the Gemara?
Each word counts as one.
Excellent. Matthew pointed out and say it. The Gemara doesn't say it, but that's how Rashi takes it, right? Rashi says it's referring to the word. Yes? Okay. I saw quoted a different quote of Rashi, believe it or not. The Tosa Rosh quoted Rashi, Anaf Chad Avos Trey. Please get that down. Anaf Chad Avos Trey. 1 plus 2 is 3. Okay, it's the same result, but I just want you to, we should get it for complete the Rishonim. Make sure that we know it.
Doesn't that change up Tosos Hokash?
Or we'll see. But I want you, let's get the Tosos Rosh. Tosos Rosh says Chad, and it says Trey by Avos. Okay? Let's see now what, that's the drasha that he makes. Okay, that's the way the Tosos Rosh quotes Rashi. Different than the way Rashi, we have it. Look at Tosos, go ahead Avram. Dibra Masko Anaf. Yeah, start again. Anaf.
Anaf eitz avos shosha. Pirish bekuntres. Anaf fad shvat.
We got a problem, Tosis says. This is already used up. Anaf eitz is already telling me the branches must hover over the wood, the stem, And we already know that Eitz Avos means what? It must be like braided. Yes? We also said it has to be triple the vertex. Yes? That's what Avos is. So that means it's already used up. So we got a problem. If it's already used up, how can you tell me that what? That can be used as a what? Used as a word. Comes along the Taisa Rush. Let's get it down. Taisa Rush says no big deal. Taisa Rush says it can be used for both. No problem. Says the Taisa Rush. No problem at all. Lashon of the Taisa Rush, I'm quoting. Vafagav delel darshini minei anaf eitz shanaf chofenes eitzo. Me'ovis darshini kalua kemin kliya. Nikomokom gam min yonah shamini minei. Taisa Rush is no big deal. You can do both. See, normally we have a concept in halacha, in the Gemara and Shas, that what? That you, if one pasuk used up for one halacha, you can't use it for another. Yes? I, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Torah is like sparks. Pasuk echa motzi kamatamim. So Rav Shechter Shlit always teaches in Drosha, in Agadata, you can have one pasuk tell me different things. In halacha, once a pasuk used up, you can't use it for something else. Here the Taisa Rush says these are two different levels. One is for numbers, and one is for a drasha. And therefore he claims, you know what I like to say, it's like pshutal shemikra. The Taisa Rush says, no problem. You can use the word what? Anaf eitz avos to tell me three adasim, and at the same time tell me it has to hover over and be triple. Isn't that two drashas? No. One is pshutal shemikra, one is Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what the Taisa Rush says. So please get down. The Taisa Rush quickly answers Taisa's kasha. No problem. Because he viewed it as being what? Torah Shemichsav? Pshutal Shemik as opposed to Torah Shabbat Peh. Tosis didn't like that. Tosis said using the word as a number, 1, 2, 3, is called Torah Shabbat Peh too, and it's also used up. So I want you to get that down, how we're being mazbed the Machlaikas. Is that called Pshutal Shemik or not? Tosis Rush says it is, Minyana. To count the words is called Pshutal Shemik. Tosis, that's what Tosis Rush says. Tosis says, what are you talking about? Counting the words, how do you know that counting the words is referring to the number of Adasim? He claims that's also Torah Shabbat Peh. And therefore, Andrew, it cannot be, it's already used up. Okay, continues Taisus. Go ahead.
Vim Tomar.
Taisus has a great kasha. He says, if you like the numbers game, why don't you say what? Why don't you say we should have three what? Three Esrogim, pre eitz hadar. That's three words. Great kasha. You should have to take three Esrogim. Go ahead. Oh, what's the answer? It's already used up. Because how do you know it's referring to an esrog? Because an esrog is a unique species that the taste of the wood is the same taste as the fruit. There's only one species like that. It's a little bit of a quiz I'm asking you. There was one other. Pilpulin, remember? Wasn't pilpulin peppers also like that? And the Gemara said because pilpulin was too small, it'd be two or three. Remember that? Priyachav alosh, shnaim ishlosha. You remember we learned that, right? We learned that, Lamaisa. Yeah, but we quoted it, remember? We quoted it from the Taisus, okay? So, Lamaisa, what I want you to get is that what? Is that since it's already used up, you see that what? You cannot make such a drasha. It's already used up. So therefore, Taisus says, that's why what? That's why since it's already used up, you cannot use it at all. So the kasha really comes back. How does what? How does the kasha of Taisus really comes back? And what's that? How did he use it, right? How did he use it? Yeah, it's very, very difficult. Very difficult, Lamaisa. If it's used up already, how do you say the pshat is? So it could be, I want you to get this down, it could very well be, and this is the Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, the Sefer Likutei Chavruta Ben Chaim, he says, okay, one is used up, so then you should require at least two esrogim. No, it was pre-eitz hadar was already, eitz was already used up. Use pre and hadar to tell me you need two esrogim.
We use hadar to learn that, it has to be the mitzvah.
Hadar, shadar,
well, that's pshutal shemikra, it's hadar. Well, you didn't use it as a drasha. It's beautiful, right? But I want you to get that down. He asks that maybe you should require two esrogim, okay? Maybe you should require two esrogim.
Didn't we use hadar for hadar, mishana, lishana?
Well, that was a different tana.
So machlokes tanoim, right? That was a machlokes tanoim. So it could be the kapos, they want to say, I want you to get this down. They want to say that Taisus understood that Rabbi Shmuel knew it from Halacha Moshe Mesinai. He knew it from Halacha Moshe Mesinai, how many hadasim. It's really what, this is really just a smachta, these three words. The real drush is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. And that's what the kapos tomorrow quotes from the Sefer Korban Aaron, that they really knew is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Okay? So a little bit of a pella then. So how is he chazor? Okay, but that's what they want to tain it. They want to tain a halacha lamaisa that it really, it's not a real drasha. The drasha really was from Halacha Moshe Messina. They knew that it was three, and then they just found one, two, three. But that's not the real drasha. How many words there were? So if you say it like that, maybe you can answer the kasha lamaisa that Tais is asking in Rashi. Okay, everyone got that? In other words, there's a floating Halacha Moshe Messina out there that we knew there had to be three hadassim. This is not the real drasha. Anaf one, you know, eights of us is two, and the words are, you know, the one, two, three. Because otherwise it gets stuck, it already was used up. Anaf Halacha Lamaisa. So the answer is, that's not the real drasha. The real drasha is Halacha Moshe Messina, and that we're just what? We're just trying to find a little bit of a smakla. The Shiboli Alekin and Simon Shinun Hey quotes the drasha of Rashi, and he says, Rabbi Yeshaya Piresh, Afagav Dahai Avos Koya Olin, Shayu Avos Loya Hadas, Shota should be what? Triple and not like Ashra Shugan Hadas? Darish Bishu Shlosha Adasim Beluv, Ain Avos Pokos Mishlosha. You need three Adasim Beluv, and Ain Avos. Could be the touch of Avos is what? Is three. So I want you to get that down, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? It's very interesting. So if I ask you, what are the Makoros that we've learned so far that you need three Adasim? So one answer is, Anav, it's one, Eitz is two, Avos is three. That's one way to learn it. Another way is learning it out what? Before that we said, Anav Chad, Avos Trey, Taisa Rosh and Rashi, right? Anav, and you could read the Gemara like that, it just comes, the Gemara's just saying, the Bryce is just saying three total. A third way is saying that it's Halacha Moshe Messinai. And a fourth way is saying that Avos tells me how many things? The leaves have to be tripled from the same vertex, and you need three hadassim too as well. It's like two halachas you learn from Avos. Oh, how can you do that? I don't know. But that's Akasha we're asking. It's like two halachas you're learning from Avos. That you need what? You need shlosha hadassim luvain Avos pokas mishlosha. Okay. It's interesting, then. It's going to tell me, unless you say it's all the number three. Just has different manifestations. You need three hadassim and three leaves from the same vertex. Maybe it's all one din. Maybe that's what you have to say. But this is what I want to say the pshat with what Tais is with the Rashi. Okay? Yes, Yehuda, real quick.
I don't know if this would be considered like any at all like the equivalent to Gematria. What we did with like eight, with each word being one.
Yeah, it's not Gematria.
I'm not saying it's Gematria. I'm saying, because I know that the last Mishnah, third paragraph, Moses talks about how
those are parpos lachachma.
Right. Yeah. So
yeah, but this is not Gematria.
Okay, fine.
This is more towards Shabbat Peh. Correct.
If it was,
it's not. It could be the pshat that we said it's halacha moshe messina, and we're finding a bit of a smachta that might be plugging a little bit similar to that. But the other ways are not that way. The other ways we're saying that it's a very serious mocker. The one shot that we said that's halacha moshe messina, it's just like a smachta, that's similar to what you're saying. Yes, Matthew.
Is it possible to say that the drasha on lawn bays on bays is an identifier? It's like, in theory, if we knew for fact that this was the species, the hadas species, then we wouldn't have needed that drasha. So it's not really like it's a halachic drasha.
Okay, but we do learn out halacha from it, that it had to be braided, like they had a cover. I hear what you're saying. The whole model we said about min hadas, but the bottom line is, no matter what you say, it is halacha. So it's used up already. Okay? All right. Let's get this now before we go weiter in the Brisa. Okay, very important. Matthew hinted to this before, okay? When we talk about a hadas that's plucked off on top, what is the halacha? So we learned that there's a Stam Mishnah, okay? We learned that there was a Stam Mishnah that said Naktam Rosho. Where was the Stam Mishnah? Where was the Stam Mishnah, guys? What daf? Was it Lamed Bezim and Bez? Yes, excellent. Lamed Bezim and Bez, Matthew, excellent. It says, Naktam Rosho is puzzle. How does that square with Reb Tarfon, who says that Afilu Ktumim is kosher? Yes? So you have to put the two together. A lot of times in Shas, you got to remember, number one, you got to put the two together. So you have a Mishnah Lamed Bezim and Bez that said, Naktam Rosho is puzzle. We got Reb Tarfon that says Lamed Dalim Beis is what? Is kosher. So please get this. And you read it very nicely. Okay? We're going to see it. We didn't get to it in the Gemara, but we're going to see Avram. Rav Yudah Mer Shmuel, Bez Hashem will get to it, says the Halacha is like Reb Tarfon. Bottom line is, the Halacha is like Reb Tarfon. So the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Hei, along with the Rif and the Rush, all Paskin, that Noctum Rosha was kosher. Please get it down. Okay? The Rambam, the Riv, and the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch follows that if you have a stem cut off of a Hadas on the top, it is kosher. However, the Ravid, in his Sefer Hilchos Lulav, also the Ravid and the Rambam, who writes there amazingly that Ruach HaKodesh appeared in our Beis Medrash, which we remind was based on Siyata Nishmaya, because Lo B'Shamayim He, we have to figure out the Halach on this earth. So it just meant that he had Siyata Nishmaya. The Ravid says, I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
The Ravid says,
Ruach HaKodesh appeared in our Beis Medrash and told us that Noctam Rosh was puzzled. So we pointed out, how could that be? You don't paskin based on a Basko, Lo B'Shamayim He. The Gemara has many plays in Shas. Nun Tesimid Bez above Mitzvah. Basko came out and said the Lachs like Rebbe Lazar in the case of whether Tachnra, Tonrach Sanoi, whether a certain Tonner was oven, was Makabal tomb or not. We don't paskin like that. Lo B'Shamayim, I don't care whether the Basko came out. Okay, it might scare me, but the bottom line is the Halachit doesn't want, we don't paskin like that. So what's going on with the Ravid? What the Ravid means, it wasn't a Basko, it just means that they had Siyata Nishmaya to figure out what the Halach is. Now the Ravid we wrote, what do we say? Also has a sefer on the Masechta Sukkah called Hilchos Lulav. Remember?
Oh.
So the Ravid there says, I'm not comfortable with your psak because the Stam Mishnah is powerful. The Stam Mishnah Lam Bezmah is anonymous. How can you ignore that? How can you tell me that? How can you simply go ahead and ignore that? Very uncomfortable with that, he said. Don't tell me that. All those other halachas in that Stam Mishnah we paskin that what? We paskin like? Right? Matthew, what are some of those other halachas in that Mishnah we paskin like? All of them, yeah. Excellent. All of them. Hadas, Guzzle, Yavesh, they're all possible. All of a sudden, one of them you don't paskin like? That's number one, Kasha. Please get them down. That's number one, Kasha, Ravid says. Number one, you ignore a Stam Mishnah. Number two, there's a bunch of other halachas in there we do paskin like. You just pick one out and you say, I don't paskin like that? Number three, he says, the Mishnah earlier said Noctam Rosho, but our Mishnah says what word? Ketumim. Avram, please get these three kashas down. That implies they're not the same topic. Don't tell me they're the same topic, and it's a Machlokes team, the Stam Mishnah of Tarfon. Says the Ravid, the Lashon is different. The Mishnah on Lamed Beis and Beis says Noctam Rosho, our Mishnah says Ketumim. That implies they're two different topics. Number three, kasha. Number four, how can the Gemara later on, hopefully we'll get to it today, I don't know if we'll get to it, if we don't get to it, we'll get to it tomorrow, B'zad Hashem, but the Gemara says later on, you saw it in Seder, that one Hadas, that is a complete Hadas with no stem cut off, is very uncommon. That's uncommon? He says they're all over the place. I can find them all over my place in Provence. Provence was a section in France, where the Ravid lived, Rabbi Avraham ben David. He says, don't tell me they're uncommon. They're common all over the place.
No, that's a bad question.
No. That's a very strong. Don't. No, it's, no, you can't
sorry,
say it's.
Sorry. I didn't mean to say.
These are the kashas. He says, how do you tell me a hadas echad in a kotel mishloshich? I hear what you're saying. You're making a good point, but he's saying in Provence where the weather wasn't as good. For sure, it was prevalent. What in Eretz Yisrael where the weather was better? It's a good aru you said, but the weather's better. For sure, they existed. So how many kashas do we have of the Ravid?
Four,
let's go over them. Number one, how can you ignore a Stam Mishnah? Stam Mishnah is powerful, always possible like a Stam Mishnah anonymous. Number two, all those halachas in the Stam Mishnah, you pass like one halacha you're not going to pick out of there and say, I don't hold like it. Number three, what's number three? It's not the same language. Over there it says what? It says, ain't. It's a Noctam Rosh, here it says Ketumim. Excellent. Master, the topic's different. Number four is, how can the Gemara say it's uncommon? Lomai said, they're very common. Number five, the Ritva adds on a fifth kasha. He says, I don't understand. Why is Noctam Rosho Bahadas all of a sudden kosher, whereas by the other three it's puzzle? Well, it really doesn't apply to Esro. But what's the din of Noctam Rosho by a Rava? And what's the din by a Lulav? Is it puzzle? Of course it's puzzle. What's so special about Hadas that it's kosher? What on earth are the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush saying why Noctam Rosho by a Hadas is kosher? By the other three, it's possible. I shouldn't say that. Okay, the other two. By Lulav and Arav, it's possible. These are five bomb kashas. And number six, the Ritva adds on. Last two are from the Ritva. Number six, he asks, that whole lundis that we learned on Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph, what was the suffix in the Gemara? What was the suffix in the Gemara?
Which one?
Noctum Rosho, and then a date grew on when? It filled in on Yontif. Who cares? That whole sugi is not lalacha, because Noctum Rosh is kosher anyway. That whole shaila that we dealt with in great lumnus is not lahalacha. That's not mashma like that. We worked so hard in that sugya. Mashma was lahalacha. According to this, Dr. Rosh is fine. Six kashas derived in the Ritva ask on the Rambam, the Rif and the Rosh that hold Dr. Rosh is kosher. Okay?
Wait, what was number six, Rabbi?
Number six is the whole shaila of Noctum Rosh of also about tomorrow B'yomtiv. It grew, who cares? Noctum Rosh is kosher anyway. That whole sugi is mashma, that would be puzzle.
According to your mahalach,
Noctum Rosh is kosher.
That whole sugi is
lo la lacha. It's not mashma from the Gemara was lo la lacha. Yakir, you got me? Yeah, sure. You want me to say all six? Last one is, you see, there's a whole shaila we learned on Lamed Gimel and Aleph that if the top of the stem got cut off and then it grew back on Yontif itself, would that be good or not? So the Gemara goes back and forth. We dealt with it at great length and depth. But if you hold Noctum Rosh as kosher anyway, there's no shaila. Of course it's good. So it's very uncomfortable to say that whole shaila is lo la halacha. That's what he's asking. You follow me? Yeah. The Gemara presents it's a very serious shiloh. What do you mean? According to the Ram, Riff, and the Rosh, not a shiloh. It's kosher anyway. Who cares whether a date didn't grow? Even if the date didn't grow back, it's kosher. Okay? Angie, you got me?
Yeah.
Okay. So because of these six kashas, please get it. The Ravid says, I have a whole new pshat. Amazing, guys. Ravid says, I have a whole new pshat, and they're wrong. The Ram, Riff, and the Rosh. What is his pshat? His pshat is there are two different topics. Noctum Rosh on Lamed Beis and Beis is the stem of the Hadas, and the top of it you cut off, you pluck off. Our sugya, when it says Noctum Rosh, what is it referring to? Ketumim? You guys remember by a regular Hadas, there are basically three twigs. You know, if you remember a regular Hadas, there's one main branch. There's two. There's one juts off here, one juts off there. You got what I'm saying? I'm not talking about three separate hadas. I'm saying within one hadas, there are three. There's three main twigs. There's a main one, and then there's a side. Okay, with some hadasim. Okay, so what it's referring to is do you need only one of the three to be complete with leaves, or do you need all three? I'm not talking about three separate hadasim. Each hadas, there are three major twigs. Okay? There's a nice picture of it. You don't have to get it. There's a nice picture, Lamais. You'll look. There's a nice picture in the art scroll. There's a nice picture in the art scroll of one hadas that has three twigs. Okay? You have one major one and three, just like a regular branch. You have one. This probably looks more like a cactus, but what I'm saying here is that do you need one to be completely with leaves on it, or do you need all three? That's the machlokus in our Mishnah. But it's not referring to the stem on the top, which is the wood that got cut off. That's the Mishnah on the base of the base. That's how the Ravid says that we're dealing with two different what? Two different topics. Please get it down. Because of these six kashas, he argues. And he says, we are not dealing with the same topic. We are not dealing with the same topic at all. Since we are not dealing with the same topic at all, therefore I have no problem. I paskin like who? I can paskin like Reb Tarfon, and I can also paskin like the Stam Mishnah, because there are two different topics. And it's an amazing, that's exactly what he wants to tie it. So Reb Tarfon says, halacha l'maisa, that, and that's what it means, l'maisa in the Gemara. That's what it means in the Gemara, and this is what we're dealing with, halach l'maisa. And the Gemara asks on Rabbi Shmuel, which we're going to get to, l'maisa, what do you hold? Do you hold all three? Do you hold all one? But at the end of the day, Rabbi Shmuel says all three can be ketumim. Rabbi Shmuel, I'm sorry, Reb Tarfon holds all three can be missing leaves, and it's fine. So that's the pshat of who? Whose pshat is that? That's the Ravid's pshat. Yeah, we are not dealing with the same topic, and therefore it's not a machlekes between the Stam Mishnah and Reb Tarfon. Okay? We got that chlor? That's the Ravid. So at the end of the day, according to the Ravid, which the Ramah says we should follow, if you have a, the stem on top cut off, what's the din? Puzzle. The Ramah says you machmer for the Raivin. So this is not just a pshat in Lamdas, it's a pshat halacha l'maisa. But as Rizam Nechemiah taught us, you have to know halacha from Lamdas. And that's what the Raivin's answer is. Okay. Then comes along who? The Ramban. The Ramban was 9 when the Rambam died. The Ramban. The Rambam lived from 1135 to 1204. And the Ramban was 9 years old when the Rambam died. I have no doubt that he longed to be able to see the Rambam. But he never got to see him. Okay? So the Ramban has a few dap in Masechah Sukkah, but what is he generally called? He calls it Hasagas L'Hilchos Luv. He argues on the Raivin. Comes along the Ramban, and listen to what he says. He argues on the Raivin. What does he say? He says that if the Gemara says according to Rabbi Kiva, you should take a Harashin or Katam, even though it wasn't elucidated in Rabbi Kiva's words. Meaning Naktam Rosho in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, is the same Katam as what? Is in our Mishnah. They are not two different topics. They are the same topic. This is what he says beforehand. The Gemara says, Pashas, according to Rabbi Kiva, how many of you take a Hadas? Sheina Katam. Even though he didn't say it, obviously it's referring to that same Mishnah. And don't tell me there's a Kula by Naktam Shabahadas. Only according to Reb Tarfon, it's very, very difficult to say that Naktam Rosho is different than all the others. So he says, he says, you know, that Kasha, the Ravid, is difficult. Because he says, the reason why the Mishnah, Lamaisa, the Mishnah, this Mishnah was not Mefarish Naktam Rosho to be the Mishnah Kodemis. Why didn't it say it? It's a Raya that Naktam by both is the same thing. The fact that the Mishnah didn't need to elucidate it shows that it's the same thing. It was Poshet. Aye, Hadas Eino Katam is considered to be Shkiach, what you asked. That's not Akasha. Why is that not Akasha? Because it's the Derech of a Hadas that the leaves dry out, they fall off, and in Shmuel's place, they used to bring the Hadassim from a far off place, and Itaka was what? It was not common, only Hadassim that were Naktam Roshim. So he says, Lamaisa, it was what? It wasn't so common at all. So he says, a Hadash in a Katam is Shkiach. It's not true, it wasn't Shkiach at all. Was not Shkiach at all, Halach Lamaisa. So the Ramban, at the end of the day, who does he defend?
The Rambam.
He defends the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. The Ramban argues on the Raivin. And he says, you know what, I don't think you're right. It is talking about the same Mishnayas. Mishnayas are talking about the same topic, and they are not arguing at all. Okay? So the Ramban defends the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, Halach Lamaisa. Okay. What's the sheet of the Urayim? What's the sheet of the Urayim? Simen Tov Chav Beis. Remember we got it? What did the Mishnah say? Naktam Rosho was possible. What did possible mean? You remember? The collector's item is Urayim. What does possible mean? Only Lichachilu. B'diyevet it's kosher. And on the bottom of the page, he brings rise that the word possible might only mean Lichachilu. Very, very interesting. Possible might only mean Lichachilu. That's a Pella. That's a collector's item. Usually possible means invalid. But he wants to say it only means possible Lichachilu. But B'diyevet it's kosher. It's an amazing Chiddush. Okay? But the truth of the matter is that's the Chiddush of the Urayim. And the last sheet which I want you to know is the Shibboleth HaLeket. The Shibboleth HaLeket, Simen Shin Nun Hey, says, K'tumin Amar Mishnah means some of the what? Some of the wood has fallen off. L'orko mina olam, ulamata. Some of them have what? Some of them have fallen off. But the Rosh, the top remains intact with the 3 on top. Noctum Rosho Mamish Reb Tarfon is moda that it's possible. So I want you to get that. Meaning the upper leaves, what it means is the upper leaves have fallen off, some of them have fallen off, but Lamaisa, the real top is still intact, and therefore Lamaisa, that's why it's kosher. But Reb Tarfon agrees with the first Mishnah that if the top one is cut off, it's Mamish possible. That's what the Shibboleth HaLeket says. So it's very similar to the Raivin. They're two different topics, but two different, he doesn't say the same topics. As the Raivit said. The Raivit said what? The wood of the stem was cut off, and the three twigs, whether they're leaves or not. He says, Lamaisa, the top leaves, Lamaisa, if some of them have fallen off on the what? On the middle stem. But it's the same basic answer that they're two different topics. So this is the discussion I want you to get in all the Rishonim when we talk about Noctum Rosho. You have to analyze the two Mishnayas. Are they arguing? Are they not arguing? How do we paskin Halach Lamaisa? Okay? So let's just succinctly say it. According to the Ram, Rif, and Rosh, Naktam Rosho is what? Is kosher like a tarfon against who? Against the Stam Mishnah. The Rama argues like the Raivin and says, no, Naktam Rosho is puzzle, and there are two different topics. Naktam Rosho is what? It's the wooden part. According to the Raivin, it's the what? It's the different twigs of one particular Hadas. And the Rireim says, Lechachila means what? Puzzle only means Lechachila, but you have it, it's kosher. And the Shibalei Lekin means, if the top is intact, it's kosher, just the leaves a little bit on the top are falling off. But if the wood part on the top is intact, it's kosher. If it's cut off, it's puzzle. Okay? This is the whole mahalik we have regarding Naktam Rosho. Okay. Avram. Vaitu now in the Gemara, guys. Back to the Gemara. Let's finish up the Bryson now. Okay? Let's finish up the Bryson. What do you got? Go ahead.
Amar Rabbi Eliezer.
Yes. So what does Rabbi Eliezer say? I would have a Havamina that what? What would be my Havamina? That you'd have to do the esrog together with them all together. Go ahead. There's no vav. It doesn't say priyetzar vichapos tomorrow. There's no vav, and therefore go ahead. Without a vav, so therefore the esrog is not bundled together, but there is a vav connects the lulav, the aravim, and the adasas. That's why you bundle those three together. Okay, you got that. Finish up the Braisu, Minayin.
Minayin, Shem Akvin says that. Amadomar, Ulakatem, Shebehe, Lakikatama.
How do I need you? You need to do all four? Ulakatem, Lakikatama. Okay. When we discussed this din of the Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar asked the Kasha, let's get it, that he has a Havamina that you have to be notal the Esrog with the other three. Yes? Does Rabbi Eliezer hold Lulav Tzarech Eged or not? Does Rabbi Eliezer hold Lulav Tzarech Eged?
Yes.
So the Chiddush Ra'ah says, yes, he does. Therefore, I have a Havamina that I have to bundle the Esrog together with it. That's the Havamina. But the Havamina is because of Lazo's Lulav Tzarech Eged, I would think you have to bundle up the Esrog with it together. Okay? And the truth is, says the Yerayim says, that Rabbi Eliezer learns from the Pasuk that you don't have to. Why don't you have to put the Esrog with them? Because there's no Vav. You follow me? But there is no Vav. Mashma, that there is no mitzvah even according to the Chachamim. Despite the fact that there's a mitzvah Legod, there's a Lulav Tzarech Eged, there is no inyan to what? There is no inyan to bundle the Esrog together with the other three. You hold the Esrog on the other hand. You got me? Again, the Ra'ah says, Rebbe Lazar says, Lulav Tzarech Eged, I would have a Havamina, you got to put the Esrog together, Kamash Mala. No, you don't have to. There is no requirement to put the Esrog with the other three. There's no requirement, none whatsoever, to put the Esrog with the other three. But Lamaisa, if you want, can you? What would you say? If you want, can you?
Yeah.
Yes. Says the Beis Yosef, please get this down, that it is usser. It is usser. Please get it down to hold the lulav with the 3 men and with the esrog together in one hand, in one bundle, to tie the esrog together. Beis Yosef writes, Tuf Reishin and Alef, the Ramask of Elo Harba, usser lechoz es esrog alulav biyado achas. You're not allowed to hold them in one hand. If you hold them in one hand, you are not yotze, mamish. So this is what I want you to get out. The Chiddushe Hara'ah says, the old Lulav Tzarech Eged, I would think you have to put the Esrog, bundle it together with the other three. Kamashma, you don't have to. But if you wanted to, Andrew, you could. That's mamish against the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says it is usser to bundle them all up together, all four. And if he says you do it, you're not yotze. He learns like the Chassam Sofer. What does the Chassam Sofer say, Adam? That even if you hold like the Chachamim, Ein Tzarech Eged, there is a Havamina that should be mutter to put the Esrog together. What's the drasha of the Pasuk? What's that it's usher to do it. There are two ways to learn. Again, Lulav, I want you to get this, Avram. Lulav Tzarech Eged, and therefore I would have a Havamina, I have to put the Esrog together. Kamashman, I don't have to put the Esrog together. But if I wanted to, I could. Against the Beis Sofer, it's usher. The other way is learning is like the Chassam Sofer. Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, but I would have a Havamina that maybe it's mutter for me to what? To put the Esrog together. Kamash Mulan, Andrew, that it's usser. So the Chassam Sofer learned like the Beis Yosef. That's how we learn this Gemara. that the Kamash Manas are coming to say that it's what? That it's you don't have to do it, but it's mutter? Or is the Kamash Manas saying that it's mamash usher to do it? Very fascinating. I've seen a lot of guys hold them together. Have you ever seen that? They have big hands, they hold the lulav and esrog together. And the other one, they have the mouth. Yeah. I understand, but let's say a guy would do it to shake it. Show how big his hand is. He would not be yotzer. What'd you say?
It's not tied together with your lulav and your rabbi.
You're saying it's only when it's... He says, biyoto achas, though. That's what the Beis Yosef says, that biyoto achas is equivalent to agud achas. Okay? So I want you to know that if you're doing it during the davening, that's fine. But to do it to the shaking, no way. This emanates from this what? From this din here. Please get it. Yes, Yehuda, go ahead.
So would that count as I get to hold all the meat in one hand, even if you didn't actually physically tie it? Like, according to Yehuda, would that count?
I mean, without actually tying
without
them,
actually
you mean?
Tying it, just holding it in one hand, because that would disqualify your...
That's you know, as you're saying from the Beis Yosef, it seems to imply that maybe that... But we say that you should do an egged though with it. I don't think it would, from the Beis Yosef, you get the impression that it would, you know? You get the impression that it would, but Lamaisa, we're machmer. Halacha Lamaisa, we don't rely on that, okay? We don't rely on that. We usually use aguda, we usually use ogdo. Remember we said, with aguda soyerek, poshup shadid, you use the aguda. Okay. All right. That's a tremendous chiddush. This brings us to the following now. Let's get it. Okay, let's go, Simi. Look at the Tysus Dibra Maskel Arve now. Next Tysus. Go ahead, Mordechai. Go ahead, Avram. You're doing a great job. Arve?
Arve Nachal Shtayim. Afilu Nosei Nekama Hadasi Vekama Rovos Lulov Ing Zeb Al Tosi. Afilu Lamad Amar Tzarek Neged Elin Kain Mosik Min Acher.
It says in the end of the Perek in Rosh Hashanah, third or fourth Perek. Yes? And he says, look in the Tyson Menachas too as well. Yes? He says over there, now listen to this. This is a tremendous chiddush, guys. Okay? Tyson is pointing out to us an amazing chiddush, which we already had said before when we did the Ritva many, many, few months ago on a Sunday, we did a long Ritva about Baal Tyson, if you remember. Tyson postulates the following theory. There is a Issa Lav in the Chumash to add on to a mitzvah. We have 613, the Gemara says, then a Makis. Reb Simloy says, when Makabal, Hashem gave a 613. If you add a 614, it's an Isolav Minatar, it's in two parshas in the Chumash, it's in Veschanan and Re'e. It's a terrible Isser. You know what, your heart might be in the right place, but it doesn't make a difference as a Sforna. You serve Hashem the way He told us to serve Him. That's why the Sforna says, Baal Tosef is next to the Isser of Baal Peor, Avodah Zarah. Baal Peor was disgusting. The more despicable act they did, the more of a vote it was. It's symbolic of anarchy, says the Sforno and Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. There are no rules. You add a 614th, who knows what will happen by the next week. You might break making up totally new things. You serve Hashem in the way the contract He told us to do. Baal Tosef is a very serious lav min ha'Torah. So Tosef had a stunning chiddush. Tosef has a stunning chiddush here, and he says as follows. He says, what happens if I put 1,000 adasim in my arba minim? I put 2,000 aravis. Taisa says, beautiful. It's not Baal Taisa. What happens if you go lulav sarach eged? Which means that Matthew said that what? Anything that's in that eged should be what? Constitute what? Baal Taisa. Right? Shouldn't that be Baal Taisa? No. It has to be a new species, like a pomegranate, a quince. Then you're over Baal Taisa. But at Lamaisa, when you repeat the same min, when you add the same hadas, Andrew, or the same aravos, you can add as many times you want. You're repeating the same thing. Repetition is not baal taisif. Okay? Repetition is not baal taisif. You can have a kohen duchen for five different shuls. It is not baal taisif. You're repeating duchening five times. Okay? You can blow 100 shofars. You're repeating the 9 diorites that you need. Repetition, taisif's theory is not baal taisif. That's taisif's chiddush by us. And that's what taisif is saying. Tosis is saying, it says, L'maisa arve nachal shtayim, mutter in mosif more. These are minimums. You need 2 aravas, 3 adasim. But gesunter, hey, some have apikabala, 68, I think. I forgot the number. Many chassidim do it. What'd you say, Izzy?
18.
How many?
18.
Okay, but I want you to get Tosis' theory. There is no problem about Tosis. We just said, Yakir, Tosis points out there's no problem about Tosif when you repeat something. Baal Tosif, you're not allowed to add on to a mitzvah. You're not allowed to add a layer of pomegranate. You're not allowed to add a quince. But I'm allowed to add multiple adasim, multiple aravas. No problem at all. I'm allowed to have a kohen duchen 5 times at shul. I'm allowed to blow 100 shofros. If you repeat, that's not Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif is adding a new min. That's what Tosif points out. Tirmaska arve nachal. Okay? It's a tremendous kish. 1 sec, guys. Now I want you to get this. Tosif's theory was that if you repeat, you're not over Baal Tosif. There was another theory that we had a long time ago with the Ritva, that anything you do because of beautification, because of noy, to make it look nicer, also was not because of what? There's no Isra Baal Tosif. So what comes to mind now is the Ritva. Not the Ritva, but the Rashba. The Rashba and Rosh Hashanah is bothered by the same kasha. How does a Kohen Dukhin multiple times? How do we blow 100 shofars? Isn't that Baal Tosif? It's a bomb kasha. So the Rashba says, I have a different theory. The Rashba and Rosh Hashanah, please get it down, says, I listened, and we actually saw this in the Ritva by us those few months ago on that Sunday, that any time the Chachamim tell me to do something, I'm not over Baal Tosif, based on Lo Tasur. If the Chachamim told me to blow 100 times, I listen. I am not over Baal Tosif, because Lo Tasur is another pasuk in the Chumash. I'm not adding on. I'm listening with the Hachik and the Sagdolo, what the Chachamim Gagdolim told me to do. So I'm not over Baal Tosif. By a what? I can't hear you.
Didn't we mention, like, in public,
there's
no Baal Tosif?
By Gedila.
In public.
No, that wasn't a svar. We said noy. We said repeating. We said it's based on drobonans. So the Ritva gives a different... One second, Yehuda. So the Rashba gives a different teretz than the Tosis. Our Tosis says if you repeat it many times, no problem, Baal Tosif. Adding on a new species is the problem. The Rashba says, if you listen to what the Chum say, it's also not a problem about Tosif. Now, the question is, do you think the Rashba argues with Tosif's theory? If you repeat, so the Minchas Chinuch says Chas V'Sholom. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah's Tuf Nun Dalad, Dibra Maskavol Safa says, no, Chas V'Sholom. The Rashba is adding on a new Sfara why there's no Baal Tosif. But of course he agrees with Tosif's theory, that you repeat, it's not a problem at all. Don't think for a Havamina that the Rashba would say, oh, it's usher to shake a lulav multiple times in a day. Let's say a guy wants to put on tefillin more than one time a day. You're going to say that's Baal Tosif? Hard to imagine. Tosif's theory seems to be accepted even by the Rashba. The Rashba was accepting a new teretz. However, one of the Gedolei Achronim named the Divrei Yotzef in the Tshuvas, Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Zayin Os Dalet. Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Zayin Os Dalet. Dug up a Rashba in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Chafal from the Bay says that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion if you're not sure whether you daven Mincha or not, or Shachris or Meiriv, don't daven, he says. That's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Sofik Mispalo, Sofik Lo Yispalo, Eino Chozer Mispalo. We don't paskin like him, because you can always daven multiple times because of Rabbi Yochanan says, Alavai Adam Shispalo Kolim Kulo, because of what? Tfilas Nadava, can always have a lot of rachamim. Rabbi Eliezer said no. You know why Rabbi Eliezer said no? So the Rashba there quotes in the name of a Gaon, Baal Tosif. Whoa. He says Baal Tosif. So you see that from the Rashba, that Rashba in Brachas, he's quoting a Gaon, that repeating something, Taka might be what? Might be Baal Tosif, which is a Pella. It's a collector's item. We don't accept that Ladina. A Kohen can duchen many, many times. For different shuls. No problem. You can blow 100 times. But I want you to know this Rashba in Brachas. And therefore the Divrei Yotzef says, aha, the Rashba is Lishitoso, he does argue with Tosis. So why does he say it's a problem? Why does he say it's not a problem to blow 100 times? Because that's what the Chum told us to do. The Stumma, you would say the Chum allow you also to duchen many times. But the Chum prescribed for us blow 100 times. So therefore there's no problem, Mice, in what? According to the Rashba, why are we over Baal Tosif at the keys of Rosh Hashanah? Because the Chum told us to do it. So maybe you have to say, Chum allowed you also to what to duchen. Lamai said, okay, but Lamai said, please get this tremendous chiddush about Baal Tosif. I don't recall what you said about that in the public. We'll look in the Ritva after Mincha, okay? But I don't recall such a chiddush. Remember, we had 5 qualifications of that Ritva. Okay, first Yud and then Matthew. Come on, guys, we got a lot to do. Go ahead.
We had said that Noe isn't good. If you guys think Noe won't be Batosis.
Yes.
What about the Tosfos we learned with adding another min, and then we said that according to Sasanim, if you did Egged with it, since it's not there after you lost, so it's going all the way, then you could do it, but you'll still be over Batosis.
Right, you'd still be over Batosis. That wasn't Lashem Noe.
Wasn't
Lashem Noe, no. Wasn't Lashem Noe. It was not Lashem Noe. That's why you're over. Remember, he said he ought to be over about Tyson. Very good. That was Tyson Lamed Aleph on the base. Yes. Yes, Avram. Go ahead.
Tosfos only mentioned that Arava and Hadassim. If you have multiple Luba, maybe multiple Sulim, then also not.
Great question. Absolutely not acceptable. One Lulav and one Esrog, and that is it. We learned that Befeirish. One Lulav, one Esrog, and that's it. Okay? We don't accept it at all. We mentioned that when we did Baal Taisif. Hadassim Baravas Mishum Noi, beautification, we allow additions. But you're not allowed to ever add on to one Lulav or two Esrog. Ever. Never allowed to add it on. Okay? Allah Kalam Isa. Never allowed to add it on. You said that Taisif discussed it?
Yeah, I did not know.
Why do you say that?
Does he address that?
Oh, you mean when he says Kama doesn't come Ros, but Lulav ain't say about Taisif. No, he doesn't.
No, I'm talking about. I didn't say Lulav and Esrog.
No, he doesn't say Lulav and Esrog.
I don't
think he addressed it there, but Lamaisa, we pointed out then that you're not allowed to when we did the Machlis Rishonim.
No, but didn't he say that all like.
No, he didn't address. He just said it was used up.
So therefore you have to have one.
No, what he asked is you should have three Esrogim based on the three Psukim. But he didn't talk about whether Lashem Noi or Baal Taisif. That he didn't discuss. He was talking about maybe mandatory should be three Esrogim. That's a different Nakuda. But Lamaisa, we don't accept it. I'm glad you pointed that out. Someone asked me to say to one of the fellows, I forgot. But we pointed that out specifically. Remember that? The Ram and the Ravid said, you want to add on, that's only by for Hadassim. You're not allowed to add on Halacha Lamaisa at all by Lulav and Esrog. Very clear like that. That we had the Machlekes Rishonim, we said Lashem Noi. We only use that for Lashem Noi for Hadassim Aros. The Rambam says it, Perek Zayin L'Chasarach Likach Esrog Lulav Echad. Done. No one argues on that at all. Okay? No one argues on that Halacha L'Maisa. Okay? So it's very clear, Halacha L'Maisa, that if you take more than one Lulav and Esrog, that is not acceptable, Al Pi Din. Okay? Then again, the Sfarah being is that what? That this fits in Lashem Noi. Taisa says to Lamaisa that if you're repeating the mit, if you're adding things, Lamaisa. I mean, the truth is, Avram, your Kasha is a good Kasha. Because Taisa's theory is if you're repeating, what's the big deal, right? So if I can do that about Hadassim Baravas, I like your Kasha. That's why I think you got to throw in the Svar of Noi. See, Noi, beautification, only makes sense, Andrew, by a Rav and Hadassus. It doesn't make it more beautiful with two who love and two Esrogim. That's not acceptable. Okay? So I think you got to add that in, Halacha L'Maisa. Okay? Yes, Matthew. You know what I'm saying? If you look at our Taisa just in a vacuum, Avram's asking a good Kashi, saying, your Rebbe, why don't you do extra Lulav and Esrog? You know, he says, no problem about Taisa. Unless you do a new min. So if that's the case, do multiple Esrog and multiple Lulav. Terence says, I think also you must throw in that theory of Noi as well. And you don't have that when you talk about the din of what? You don't have that when you talk about the din of Lulav and Esrog. So in Mele, it's going to be what? It's going to be a problem. So there's no problem, Halacha L'Maisa, by you adding on L'Maisa, Mora, Aravim, or Adassos, it's not considered to be a problem, Al Pi Din. It's a very good Hara, L'Maisa. Why, you know, all of a sudden, all of a sudden you're not allowed to do, why are Lulav and Esrog different? It's a very good kasha you're pointing out. For a guy who asked me that and said it, one of the guys asked me, so I said we already learned. It's not going to plug into the beautification process. That's what you're going to have to say. Yes, what do you say, Adam? Go ahead.
You say based on the Beis Yosef, you said it would be usher to have them all in the same hand, that the Hadassim and Aravos, they're part of the Egges, so you don't need a hand for them, but to have another Lulav or another Esrog, you physically like would need...
Okay, but let's say you could. I understand, but let's say you could. Let's say another Lulav probably a guy could hold too, right? I'm gonna read you what I'm gonna read you the Lashon. I want you to get this. I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying let's say you have a guy who's a big hand. He could hold two.
No,
listen to this.
According to the Beis Yosef, he says Utzer to have more in one hand.
It's Utzer to hold a Lulav and Esrog in one hand. Lula Nesra. But listen to this lashon. This is what I was bringing out. We're mechavit to the Ritva brachos. Listen to this. Chenkas of Ritva. Shenogu olam losifu lika kama dasam ros. Fishunoi. Avram. Lefishunoi. Avalon nogu lahosu belu lesra. Fisha eno derech noi. That's exactly what we were just saying. It's not derech noi. Mamish, this is the Ritva. Okay? And that's the chiddush we want to bring out. Okay? Everyone got that? So I think you got to put that svar in here with the taisus. You got to put that svar in here with the taisus in order for it to what fit very well. Okay? Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
If the Rashba holds that in general repeating is a problem, then why would the Chacham, like I know we've developed a bunch of here that the Chacham have the ability to uproot an Aseh D'Oraisa.
Yes.
But who says that the Chacham would inherently possibly in something that's negative low Aseh D'Oraisa?
What they can say is well, they can give you directives how to fulfill a mitzvah.
Where Baal Tosef is
I understand. I understand, but they have the ability to give us definitions of what an essay, what a lav is. And in their purview, repeating something is not Baal Tosef. By definition.
So then so how could the Rashba hold that it is? And in general, it's Baal Tosef, but they're saying it's not.
Because only when they say that it is. Blowing 100 times is fine. Blowing 100 times is fine.
So wouldn't the svar there be that in general it's okay to repeat it when the Chacham tell you it's not okay? Then
well, he's going to say it's only okay, Lamaisa. It's only okay if the Chachamim allowed it. If the Chacham did not allow it, then it's not okay.
And then
that's his approach.
And saying,
but like I said, Lamaisa, it's a chiddush to say.
Yeah.
It's a very big chiddush to say. But we have to point this divinit yitzivah that the Rashban brought. Let's quote this go.
And then yes, and then what Rebbe was saying about how Hadas and Arava, the noise only by is that saying that like there's a kind of hierarchy that Lulav and Esrog are primary and the Hadas
could be,
and Arava
could be,
are secondary?
Could be also they don't lend themselves to physically to beautification. They're more, I hear what you're saying, they're more of the Chefs. It could be you're saying good, the primary is the Lulav and Esrog and the other two are the side things. Well said. Okay. And that's why they're more Nitan Lanoi than the others. Well said. Okay, Avram, go ahead. Vaitanau and the Gemara. Go ahead. Let's just read the Lekicha. Actually, you know what? We should do the next Taisus. Let's do the next Taisus, and then we will continue tomorrow. Bishishem. We finish the Brisa. Tomorrow we got a lot to see, guys. We got to finish the Gemara on this whole Taisus. But let's do the Taisus on Lekicha Tama. We'll finish up with this, okay? Because there are three sheetahs, guys. Let's get it. Look inside, Jacob. You got me. Go ahead. Yes. What does that mean? It should be a complete Lekicha. Go ahead. What does that mean? Let's say there's a little piece missing from the Esrog. That's what it means, chaser. Little piece. Might not even be noticeable. Still might be a beautiful Esrog. But it's chaser. So he says he believes that's why a chaser is possible, because it's Lekicha Tama. So what did Lekicha Tama tell us? How many halachas flow from Lekicha Tama? Number one, you have to take all four minim. Quantity, and number two, quality. That it has to be something that's not missing. Is that correct? But there's a split between the two. The quantity one applies all 8 days. Yes? The quality one only applies the first day according to Taisus. Taisus so chaser is only possible on the first day. Go ahead. So did everyone skim this? Guys, you cannot skim when he says Peirashi Breish Pirik. We say you never can skim it. But for sure, if he said I masber it before, what did Taisus say in Chaf Tesim and Beis in the bottom Taisus? I don't know if you say it the Sechef Segavra, but we said like this. Okay, please get it. You need all four minim every day of Sukkos. That's Lekicha Tamas every day Yakir. But the din of Chasir is only on the first day. The Taisus theory in Chaf Tesim and Beis is like this. Anything that's integral to the Chefsa, namely beauty, according to us, hutters all 8 days, against through the Rambam of the first day. Anything that's in the Chefsa applies when? All 8 days. Meaning you need all 4 minim, that's in the Chefsa. Anything that's technical or extrinsic, like what? Like chaser or borrowed, yes? Or as the Rabbeinu Peretz added on, what did Rabbeinu Peretz add on? That it was recognizable with the naked eye, remember that? Anything that's technical, which it cannot be recognizable by the naked eye, like borrowed or chasa, you can't see it, you need a magnifying glass sometimes. All those things are only the first day. You got that? So that's exactly what Tosfos is saying in Plugs in. Don't be bothered from the fact Lekicha Tama requires all 4 minim, all 8 days. Why, Yehuda? Because that's a din in the Chefsa. But something that's technical or extrinsic, that can't visually be seen, like Chasser or Shol, that's only limited to the first day. That's what Tosfos meant, Pirashib Reish Pirkin. Don't skim it over, guys. You have to go back to Chavtes Mezavant, we're saying it over, with the addition of the Rabbinic parents. Okay? It's interesting. Chasser is only the first day. Hadr's all days. Yes? That's what he means, Avram, when he says this chiluk. Okay? Remember he said, called the Tikkun Rabbana Candy Rice is only on things of the Chefsa, like Hadar, but sharp soon that are extrinsic doesn't fall under the purview of the rubric of called the Tikkun Rabbana Candy Rice and Tikkun. Because all the rest of the days are the Rabbana, remember? Remember we had this whole lumnus the second day. Second day is like Sveikin Yom, we had a Machlej Yishoinim. Is that like the first days or like the other days? Remember that, Matthew? We had a whole Mahalach. But the Shar Yom, certainly the Rabbana. Okay, go ahead. Ubakomets Rabba.
Ubakomets Rabba.
In Menachas.
Masik.
Masik means what? It concludes. Excellent. Go ahead. When do you say you need all four? That's when what? When you don't have all four. Then it's ma'akev. Prevents you from fulfilling the mitzvah. Go ahead. You can do them b'zachar zeh. Upiresh. You don't have to lift them all up together, Ella. As long as you do one after another, you can do lulav 1 hour, esrog the next hour, hadas in the 3rd hour, and ravas the 4th hour. It's all good. Go ahead. You don't have to bound them together. It's unbelievable. No? So please get down. The Rav writes beautifully in the Sefer that according to the Bahag, plain and simple, you can take all arba minim afilu b'zeh or zeh, no problem. The Bahag Shita is that what? You can have 4 different maisel lekichas and it's all good. All good, you know, like I said, it's all good. It's all good, your yaitzeh too. In halacha, it's all good, right?
One second.
That's the Bahag Shita. Go ahead. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Look inside, guys. Go ahead. It's a pelotis. It says, I can't believe this Bahag. Go ahead. If it's all one mitzvah, how do you do it in 4 different hours? It's a bomb kasha. What does the Aruch Lanier write? Get it down. He says, what are you talking about, Rabbeinu Tam? We have a precedent for it. Shavuos is coming. The Kivsei Atzeres. What is Kivsei Atzeres? The 2 ewes. E-W-E. Not Y-O-U. The 2 goats. E-W-E. There are 2 korbanos that are offered on Shavuos. The Kivsei Atzeres. They're done one after another. And it's one mitzvah. They're not done at the same time. The Zrikas, the sprinklings of the blog on the Chatas Panimius. And Mizbech Hazav. They're not done at the same time. And there's one mitzvah. He says he doesn't understand what Tosfos is going crazy on the Bahag for. Okay, but nonetheless, please get that down, Darach Lanier. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Go ahead. What does he give me? He fixed in his sefer. He flips the girsa. When is it ma'akev? When what? When you don't have all 4. Aval? Yeah, but if you have all 4, you can do b'zachar zeh. Go ahead. Afopi. Even though you didn't bind them up together, go ahead. Go ahead. From which was what? The hyssop that they sprinkled the blood on their doors. Go ahead, Rabbi Yehuda. Excellent. He says it's not tum unless you want, unless you ugh it together. So what does Rabbi Tam say? Let's get this, guys. We'll close with this. The Bahag Sheet is what? That you can fulfill the Arba Minim in what? 4 different shots. Yes? What is Rabbeinu Tam? What is Rabbeinu Tam? All in one shot. The Kima Mitzvah is Mahava, one shot. Yes? Yeah, that's what he says, doesn't he? About Yeshlo. Avram, what did Rabbeinu Tam say Yeshlo meant?
He said,
but what does that mean, though? What does that mean? Even though they might be bound together, but you have to take them all in what? All in one shot. Please get this. They might not be bound together, but you have to take them all in one shot. Like you said very nicely, using your hands maybe. Who asked that earlier? Yehuda. Maybe this Tosis is Rabbeinu Tam is saying you would be Yotze with in your hand, even though it's not Aguda, but Lamaisi, you have to take it in one shot. That's the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? And then there's the Rambam. A third Shita. Okay? Then there's the Rambam. In Perek Zayin Halach Vav, the Rav points out, I'm a regional Lashon. V'im lo agdan v'natlan echad echad yatsa who's you are ba'asin mitsuyin etzlo. Whoa. The Rambam says, you can take one at a time, but they all have to be on the table. They all have to be on the desk in front of you. That's really like bizarre. The Bahag says you can do 1 hour at a time. That's fine. That's one pole. On one pole is the Bahag. On the other pole is Rabbeinu Tam. You have to grab them together. You know they don't have to be tied together. You have to grab them together. Yes? Yeah? And who's the middle Shita? The Rambam. You can take one at a time, but they all have to be on the table in front of you. What's the lumdus of this Shita Saram? That's what we have to begin shir with tomorrow. The Rav says, what is the Shita of the Rambam? Halacha l'maisa. But there are three Shitas I want you to get what Lekicha Tama is. Rambam, Bahag, and Rabbeinu Tam. Where is the Rambam in the middle? What's that base? They have to be looking at you? They have no eyes. They have no eyes. So what does it mean they have to be on the table? Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Neshama of your grandfather's go to High Points in Gan Eden.